They mix with the community, or do they?
Some.
I know over in Altus there was a Jewish family, but it wasn't noticeable. They just joined right mm-hmm. in.
My little girl's Bluebird leader is one of these Jewesses.
Huh.
I noticed that.
That's grand.
Uh-huh. One of the queerest things is we do not have kindergarten in the public school. And there were a couple of Jewish families that had their children in this private kindergarten. Uh-huh. And the main thing, one of the Jewish mothers was so radical, she didn't want the kindergarten teacher to mention anything about Jesus' birthday at Christmas. And the kindergarten teacher went along with it, and the fact that she didn't let the children sing any of the usual Christmas songs, and she said it just ruined your program.
Uh-huh.
But that's the only outstanding incident I've heard of.
Sure, she bent over backwards to accommodate a nut. Any special person, any special term for a poor white person? That
poor
is,
poor
doesn't care
much.
You
mean poor white trash?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a person from the back country.
A hick.
Would this be the people over east of here that?
Oh, left? In this town. You mean the railroad tracks divides the town?
Oh no, I was thinking of those people over there.
A hick from the sticks.
Yeah, hick from the sticks. What is the title of the man who delivered your mail?
The mailman or postman.
If you were standing on a ladder and you momentarily lost your balance, but then you caught it, you'd say, oh my goodness, I...
Mm-hmm. Almost fell.
Mm-hmm. How about I like to have fallen or I like to have fell? Is that common in this area? If someone knocks at the door and you're, well, let's say you're mixing something and you have your hands in flour or something and you can't go just at that moment, what might you call?
Either come in or wait a minute, please.
Uh-huh. If you want to know the distance from here to Snyder, you'd ask someone.
How far is it?
Uh-huh. If you're going someplace with someone and he starts off, why, you might say to him, hey,
wait for me.
And if you want to get someone's attention, you're doing something and you wanted to look at it, you'd say,
look here.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be one of the fastest interviews on record.
Is that good or bad? Will it be as thorough?
It's good. I like it. Where does the train come in?
At the depot.
And the bus?
The bus station.
If you wish to find out the times that the train comes in and pulls out, what might you ask the man?
For the schedule.
Uh-huh. And you say, why do you want a schedule? And let's say you want to find out how many times a day the train comes in. You might say to him, well, I want to find out...
Well, how many times, or when the next bus comes in, or how many there are?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you mean?
That's good. If you're not going to do something, and someone else isn't going to do something, he might say, well, I'm not going to do it, and you'd say, and...
Ditto.
Ditto, or mm-hmm. anything else?
Or me too.
Uh-huh. Well, you're not going to do it.
Well, if he says he's not, I'm not either.
Uh-huh. And parts of the body, this is my...
Head? Forehead, you mean?
Uh-huh. And this is my... which one? My...
Right ear.
And if I had a bunch of whiskers here, you'd say I'd grown a...
Beard.
And this is my...
Mouth.
And in it, this is a...
Tooth.
And all together, they are...
Teeth.
And they fit into my...
Gums.
This is my...
Palm.
These are...
Fists.
And in my wrist here, there is a...
Joint.
This is my...
Chest.
These are my...
Shoulders.
And the part of the leg that runs back here into the hip.
Thigh.
Uh-huh.